This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Welcome into a Wednesday episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Executive producer Brandon Kravitz here, and I am pleased to introduce you to our newest weekly episode. So when I started this podcast, I wanted to really hyper-focus on Orlando sports content, because on my live show In the Zone, Tyler Caron and I kind of cover it all with a lean towards what's going on in Central Florida. But there are people that are seeking out Orlando-only content. You've got Magic Podcasts, Magic Blogs, Orlando City Podcasts, or UCF Podcasts, and you're split in a million different directions. This gives you one nice, neat page that covers all of the sports that you love within this great city. And when we started this, we had Sean Green with the UCF Report on Tuesdays and Greg Rhodes with the underreported stories, whether that was UCF baseball or the Orlando Valkyries, the volleyball team, things that weren't discussed on a weekly basis and certainly not covered on our show with the regularity that maybe they should be. Also, other content that I have slapped together over the course of the time that we've been doing this since the start of this year. The one thing that's been sorely lacking, though, is Orlando City coverage. So I searched the landscape far and wide to try and find who would be the best host to give us a regular update on what's going on with Orlando City, the Orlando Pride, OCB, and just get a feel for what is top of mind for the Orlando soccer fan, because I know that you're out there and we want to make sure that we provide you with the content that you need as well. So as I mentioned on yesterday's episode, but if you missed that, I'll reiterate, new schedule for us. Our first episode of the week is going to drop on Tuesdays, as it has been. That's our UCF report with Sean Green. Wednesday will be the episode that I am about to lead you into right now, which will be our Orlando City and all things Orlando soccer report. And then Thursday, Greg Rhodes holding it down with the underreported stories in Central Florida. And come Friday, I will drop an episode for you that you can carry on into the weekend. And as long as the Magic continue to be in the playoffs, it's probably going to be along those lines. But we'll certainly branch out some interviews that I've scheduled over the course of the next couple of weeks and months will land on that Friday episode. But I'm so excited to lead you into this one, because this is our very first episode with the Loud and Proud folks. I had a chance to get to know Lewis and John, who run the show for Loud and Proud, in Orlando City podcast platform. They also have a video cast. I encourage you to go check out their pages on wherever you download your favorite podcast, wherever you're listening to this one. They're also on YouTube. They do an incredible job graphics on their videos and all of that stuff. They are credentialed by Orlando City. So we're talking about credible fans that know what they're talking about and that are going to bring us great content every single week on this channel. So I'm excited to introduce you to them. And without further ado, John, Lewis, and the folks at Loud and Proud for our very first Orlando City episode on the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. We'll get to that after this. Let's take a quick pause in the action to talk about today's sponsor, Diamond Dog Athletics, run by my guy Nick, a veteran-owned and operated apparel and sportswear company that specializes in creating custom apparel for teams of all ages. I'm talking baseball, softball, bats, gloves, catcher's equipment, uniforms, hats, and hoodies, you name it. By creating custom high-quality uniforms that the players will love, they'll look good on and off the field, and by using the best gear and equipment on the market, it will encourage them to continue to put in the effort needed to make it as far as possible on the diamond. Take a look for yourself. You'll be blown away with what you see at Diamond Dog Athletics on Instagram, or you can send Nick an email, diamonddogathleticsllc@gmail.com. Back to the show.
Hello and welcome, Zoneheads, to a brand new series on the podcast. We are Loud and Proud Orlando. I'm here with Luis and Paula. We have been invited by Brandon to join to give you guys some insight on Orlando City, everything soccer related. Loud and Proud Orlando, we are a podcast and we are a video cast on YouTube, as well as being a news outlet and a press accredited fan outlet. everything Orlando City, Orlando Pride, OCB, soccer related going on in the City Beautiful. We cover it and we like to keep up with it. Luis, how you doing on this Wednesday?
How you doing, Zoneheads and everybody listening? Thank you so much for your support. My name is Lisa Pineda. I'm a journalist. I've been covering the team for over three seasons now. So, you know, we'll bring you all the inside scoops of what's going on with Orlando City and Orlando Pride and OCB. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Paola, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Paola Medina, and I've been a Orlando City fan since 2016, that I moved from Puerto Rico to the awesome City Beautiful Orlando. And I've been with Luis and John covering the team, doing this awesome podcast for the last two seasons. So I'm excited to be here.
And I am John Rollins. I'm going to be your main host for the Zoneheads Orlando City podcast that we do hopefully weekly. I have been involved with the club ever since its inception, both as an intern and then working there for many years. And now I am part of this wonderful Loud and Proud Orlando podcast and get to be a fan and season ticket holder. So here we got a pretty good coverage for you guys. We know we've got someone in the press box. We got some people in the stands. We've been doing this for a while, and we're here to kind of bring you guys, the Zoneheads, a little bit of insight on everything Orlando City. Right now, the Magic and the Solar Bears are in the playoffs, so we want to wish the best of luck to them, and we're hoping to get late season playoffs for us. Talking of the season, Paola, you're going to kick us off by giving us sort of the story of the season so far for Orlando City. Anybody who hasn't been keeping up, the season has started, and Paola's going to run you down what's been going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So really quickly, the story of our season started in February 2024 with a CONCACAF Champions Cup League game. It has been a little bit a roller coaster ride because people, our fan base, everybody expected us to be in a hype winning after winning each game. But unfortunately, we haven't started good, because we started playing CONCACAF Champions Cup games. And unfortunately, we lost against Tigres in the middle of March, if I'm not mistaken. And but we're back on track in the MLS season games. Right now, we are in 12th place. We have been unbeaten for the last four games. We have 9 points. So hopefully in the future, we see things improving, because we have seen it in the last four games. So high hopes for our Lions.
If you had to give a grade to Orlando City so far on the season, what would you say, Paola?
That's a great question. I will say a C.
Okay.
We can be in a better place. So I will give them a C.
The sort of major down points of the season, I would say probably that 5-0 loss to Miami. Would you agree on that one? And then maybe a high so far of the season. What has been the high?
I mean, that's a really tough answer, John, because I haven't really feel a high up to now. And you're right. Like, that 5-0 against our rivals, Miami, got into our heads, because it was in the beginning of the season. We were playing CONCACAF. We had a lot of congested games back to back, and it was a little bit unfair for us, unfortunately. But we have to take those losses and turn them into wins. So hopefully, we're back in track after our games going forward.
I think, like you mentioned, the CONCACAF there, you know, going out to Tigres 4-2 was not a bad result, but we kind of suffered from having to play MLS and the Champions League at the same time. Now we've kind of got out of that. More recently, we, like you said, Paola, we've had four undefeated. Luis, tell us a little bit more about the recent results of Orlando City. What have we been doing well? What have we not been doing well in these last four games?
So Orlando right now is coming undefeated in four. The results are pouring in. Two wins and two draws. The latest draw was against Montreal and Stade Saputo in Quebec, Canada. And you know, right now I will say OCSC is doing well. It's definitely got a new center back pair, David Brekalo and Robin Jansen, the captain. You know, Dagerden Thor Halsson, the Icelandic national, he's been doing tremendously. I think he's been the most consistent player on our in our team. And also, you know, after a tough injury, we got Cesar Araujo, which is one of our pivots right there in the middle back, as well as Wheeler Cartagena. So overall, I think what Orlando is doing well is dominating possession. It's playing defensively, pressing the ball when the other team has it in their possession, being very disruptive and cutting the game over. Going in transition, they are used to going in transition. This same core of guys come from the last season. But what they're not doing well, I will say, is they're not, the DPs are not scoring goals. You know, Facundo Torres, newcomer Luis Muriel, you know. Now, Facundo Torres just scored a penalty kick against Montreal. Luis Muriel still has not opened his scoring. He's on a little bit of a drought, you know, right now with goals. But, you know, people are hoping that he's going to eventually score in the next two upcoming home games against Toronto and Cincinnati. But I think that's what's been a little bit of a challenge, scoring, finishing the play, you know, and it's getting some of the fans frustrated for sure. But Oscar Pareja has a plan. So far, they've, you know, from where they started in the beginning of the season, which was a very rocky road, they've demonstrated a lot of resilience in getting results. They've been coming the last two games, coming from behind. On one side against DC United, they came from behind. They were down 2. They won the game 3-2 in Washington, D.C. And then against Montreal, they tied the game at a last-minute goal from Ivan Angulo. So obviously coming from behind and showing that resilience, it's great. They're doing good at defending. Kyle Smith always doing great. But the attacking, on the attacking third, they need to finish the play. And I think that's why they're not doing well, John.
Can you talk a little bit more about Luis Muriel for everybody? Because I think we know we had expectations based on our soccer understanding of what to expect from him. But perhaps your more casual soccer fan or your more casual sports fan doesn't have the context of his history in Atalanta and what he's done in Europe to really show why we're so disappointed by the fact that he hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, so, you know, Luis Muriel is a Colombian international. He comes from Serie A in Italy, from Atalanta, in which he played 144 games and scored 54 goals. His, I guess, best campaign was, you know, playing, you know, he's played in 2019, I believe he got into Atalanta. He's $18 million. He was the one of Serie A's best scoring top goal scorers in the league in Italy for a while. You know, so the 2020 season, he scored 22 goals in all the competitions for Atalanta. So he definitely set a mark for that team. Eventually, that brought him into the MLS February the 15th. He got signed by Orlando City. And he was announced as a designated player on a 3-year contract. And, you know, right now he's been, people expected because of his name to be that 1-2 punch, that sting like a bee type of guy. Right. And it has not panned out that way, unfortunately, you know, so he's still adjusting to the league and to the core of group of guys. Right. And I believe it's because people a little bit in Europe downplay the MLS, you know, they feel like, oh, okay, you're going to go play the MLS. You're going to score like 15 goals. It's going to be easy. But no, the MLS is a very physical league. It's a very fast league. And there's a lot of traveling involved probably more than in Europe. So it's definitely, it could take its toll to a player. And usually in Orlando City, it takes one season or a couple of months for that to be, you know, you get adjusted into the group. But, you know, I think what people and fans are yearning for is for Muriel to score in the next two upcoming games for Orlando City. So he's coming close. He's had some chances. He's become quite active on plays and on attacking transitions. But clearly people are yearning for his goals. And hopefully in the next two games he scores.
You mentioned there the 2-2 away draw, the most recent result for us at Montreal. Paula, you're going to just run us through that game, kind of goal by goal, you know, moment by moment, how it all panned out on last Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We started a little bit choppy, right? Let's say that word. We conceded an early goal. Defensively, we were not connected and they saw their forward going by himself and scored that first goal in the 15 minute or 18, something like that. Fortunately, we recovered by Luis Fernando Muriel, that Luis just mentioned him. He won a penalty goal for us, and Facundo Torres, that he's another designated player for us, he smashed that penalty shootout, and we were 1-1 game, right? It was super very physical game. Montreal players, they were super physical. At one point, one of their players should have been sent off because of one of the tackles for one of our forward, but he got lucky and he got a yellow card. Montreal had four yellow cards against us. We had only two yellow cards. So it was a dirty game. We had a momentum. Our best chances were in the first half, later in the first half period. Then Montreal looked really, really good in the second half, that then they scored the second goal. And then we have our Rayito, our Flash, Ivan Angulo, he smashed the clutch goal to get a tied. And Martin Ojeda got that assistant coming from the bench. He was bench in that game. He went in with a mentality to help the team get a goal. And we are glad that he had that assist with Ivan Angulo having that second clutch in the extra time. It was in the 92 minute that Ivan Angulo had that goal. So it was a good result, even though that it was a tie. We got a point out of the road. To be honest, I thought that it was going to be a 0 point game, but we recover. The boys maintain the mentality because it's not easy going in an away game in a different turf, and they got a result, so we're happy about that.
The Cardiac Cats strike again. Another last minute goal for Orlando City. It seems to be a trend for us at the moment. Hopefully we continue that fight back that we've seen the last few matches. Coming up next on Saturday the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Orlando at Interco Stadium versus Toronto. So a home game against Toronto this Saturday. Luis, talk to us about Toronto. What do we expect from them? How have they been doing this year?
Yeah, definitely. Toronto is coming from right now. Their last four games, they got three straight losses and a win. They've had 2 days ago a win against New England, you know, a 1-0 win. But then before that, they lost against Charlotte. They lost pretty bad against Vancouver, 4-0. And then before that, they've lost 3-1 against Kansas City. It's a team that defensively, I think we are on the advantage. I think we are the better team defensively. They've gotten about 10 goals in the last four games. They've been scored 10 goals. So Orlando has a huge chance to capitalize on that. But on the attacking, in the attacking third, they have exciting players. I will mention a couple that have really caught my attention. To me, there is a kid 19 years old. They're calling him the next big thing in Canada. Jaquiel Marshall-Roddy. He's apparently doing an amazing job. He's the one who gave the – he snapped the three-game losing streak at BMO Field, right? And so he's a Canadian international. Also, Prince Owusu, he gave the assist. Sorry, he didn't score. He gave the assist to Prince Owusu on that goal against New England. So, I mean, the kid is, like, becoming influential on the attacking third. He's becoming a starter for Toronto. And more than likely, we're going to see him and Prince Owusu, that connection, that partnership, we're going to see them against Orlando City and Interco Stadium. So now, do I sound like I'm worried? We should not be. I mean, our defense has demonstrated, Orlando's defense demonstrated that they can definitely neutralize heavy hitters. And so Robin Jensen's been spot on, the most consistent center back we've had this season. David Brekalo, which is coming from a kind of not so great game against Montreal. But I guess, you know, these are two must-win games for Orlando City, Toronto, and Cincinnati at home in front of probably over 22,000 fans. So this is what's going to set us apart. The players know it. Oscar Pareja, the coach, knows it. And so I have no doubt that Orlando is going to go for the win on against Toronto.
You mentioned in there, Luis, a few players that we got to look out for. I think obviously their Bernardeschi is their Italian star winger.
For sure.
Their other Italian star is Insigne. He's actually injured, so he's not going to be available for this one. Another key injury for them is Richie Larea, ex-Orlando City player, who is not available for them in this game. Another interesting point, they have a game tonight, Luis, Wednesday night, in the Canadian Championship. So potentially they're going to have to make some rotation, potentially needing to, you know, rotate a few guys because they've got a midweek game. I wanted to ask you, what are the main things we need to look out for from Toronto, the way that they attack? Who would you say are the key players to watch in this one?
Yeah, I mean, as I already mentioned, you know, I feel like they're number nine right now. Prince Osei Owusu, number 99. He comes from scoring a goal. Obviously, they have Jonathan Osorio as well, doing really good. So they're attacking third, even though it may seem that these are players that are not name recognized. They're definitely a Toronto team that's played much better than last season. So I think Orlando does not need to take that for granted just because they have a couple of players injured. But one thing that I say is that their wingers, Tyrese Spicer, maybe also Kobe Franklin, that he was available last game. They like to really attack through the wings and feed the nine. Their crosses have been very lethal lately. And they've had like just a few transitions, but they're able to finish the play. So I think if you neutralize a player like Owusu and Jonathan Osorio, I think you're going to take a lot of their attacking power. And so I believe that should be Oscar's strategy, being very sound defensively. And that's it. I mean, they've faced tougher competition than Toronto. So no doubt, I feel like this is going to be a game that Orlando definitely has to win, especially having the 12th man there on the wall.
Paula, for your this game, what would your lineup be for Orlando City? You see a lot of changes by Oscar, or you think we'll see minimal changes?
We will see minimal changes. Oscar Pareja has mentioned before that he wants consistency in his starting lineup. So I will say it will be a 4-2-3-1 as we have seen in the couple last games. Do you want me to mention each player or? Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So I will start with our goalkeeper, Pedro Galese. And as a defensive line, I will go with Kyle Smith in the left back position, Jensen and Brekalo as center backs, Dagger Thorhalsen as a left back, Wilder Cartagena and Cesar Araujo are pivots, will be in our midfield and our offensive line, number 10 position, Ojeda, Martin Ojeda. I need to see Martin Ojeda start on this one. And in our right wing will be Facu Torres. And then in the forward, we will see Luis Fernando Muriel in this game.
Luis, do you have any arguments against any of those players? Would you, play devil advocate for a second? Who should start instead of any of those guys?
No, I think that's the lineup. I will probably say, knowing Oscar, he's probably going to put Facu as a 10 and Ojeda as a right wing. But other than that, I think those are the players. I think in this game, Orlando needs to be the protagonist. I think that's what fans are yearning for as well, for them to dominate the game from minute one to minute 90. And I think that with that, to me, that's the best lineup. And with Ojeda, to me, being the super sub, I think he definitely deserves a starting spot in this lineup.
Paula, give us your score prediction, and Luis, then you after.
2-1, winning Orlando City.
Well, my score prediction, 4-1, Orlando City.
4-1, I love that. I'm gonna go 3-0 for this one. We're all feeling positive. I love to hear it. If you've enjoyed what you've heard here from Loud and Proud Orlando, please go ahead over to YouTube and you subscribe to our Loud and Proud Orlando YouTube channel. We are live every Monday night and Thursday night to do about an hour and a half of live podcasting where you guys can drop your comments, come and talk to us, ask us any questions you like about Orlando City. If you don't want to catch us live, you can listen to us later. We have full episodes that go out on Spotify and Apple Music. We also have an Orlando Pride specific podcast that we do live on Tuesday nights on the same channel. And Paula, tell us about your Spanish language podcast for Orlando City.
Yes. So we have Tiro de Esquina podcast. We talk about everything about Orlando City, but in Spanish. So if you want to follow us, our Spanish content, please follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Tiro de Esquina OC, and then in our YouTube channel, Tiro de Esquina Podcast.
And you can get us on social media. We are at LPO_podcast on X or Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And on Facebook, we are just Loud and Proud Orlando. I want to thank Luis and Paula for being here today. Thank you, Zoneheads, for listening in, and we hope you listen in more, as we're going to do a weekly content for you guys all about Orlando City here on the channel. Thanks for listening. And as always, we say,
Vamos, Vamos Orlando! Orlando.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Diamond Dog Athletics, custom baseball and softball uniforms for kids of all ages. Look good, feel good, play good, and email them today. Diamond Dog Athletics LLC at gmail.com. We appreciate you listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. If you like the content you hear, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll keep it coming. Zoneheads Orlando on Facebook and on Instagram, the Orlando sports content that you crave. We appreciate you checking us out, and if you keep coming, we'll keep cranking out content. Talk soon, Zoneheads.